James chapter 4. We're going to be talking tonight about dealing with temptation. Any of y'all deal with temptation?
Yes.
Every hand should be in the air right there. I don't want to feel like I'm the only one. Temptation to sin never lets up. So the question then is, so how do we deal with it? How do we win this battle against temptation? And it's not a one-time victory. It's not even just a daily victory. It's an hourly, sometimes minute-by-minute victory or failure.
Yeah, that's right.
So what do we do with it? How do we deal with our temptation? Do we just ignore it? Mm. No, that's not even possible. Mm-hmm. The devil makes sure that it's in our face.
Yeah.
Our flesh makes sure that it's in our face. We can't just ignore it. Mm-hmm. So here in James chapter 4, we're reading verse 7. The Bible says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, I do thank you for your word. I thank you for bringing us here tonight to this particular passage, and I pray that you would help us to see what you have for us. Lord, help me to say only what I should, so that your message is delivered accurately. Lord, I pray that you would help us to make the change that we should so that we can fight and win against temptation. Lord, I pray that you would just bless the service, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So here's in a nutshell. There's more to follow, but in a nutshell, James nailed it. He said, submit and resist. Mm-hmm. Submit to God and resist the devil. Mm-hmm. Resist means to stand against. I think sometimes when you think of resisting, at least I do sometimes, I think of just kind of freezing up and refusing to comply.
Yeah.
That's not resisting.
No.
Resisting means to stand against, to act in opposition, to strive against, to endeavor to counteract, defeat, or frustrate. That's what resist means. To resist the devil is far more than to ignore his tactics or to passively refuse to comply to the temptation. This is interesting to me because, like I said, when for many years, probably most of my life, when I think of the word resist, that's what comes to my mind was simply just kind of freezing up and refusing to comply. Mm-hmm. That doesn't work.
No.
When God said here in the book of James, resist the devil, he's not talking about freezing up and refusing to comply. This is important if we're going to win the battle against temptation. Resist means to push back offensively. This is not something you do by defense. To push back offensively with deliberate force to defeat. Here's the problem. Satan is way more powerful and smarter than we are.
Right.
The truth is we don't stand a chance in and of ourselves to win this battle against the devil.
Right.
We just don't. That's where submitting comes in. Submitting to God.
Amen.
So how do we do that? Submit means to yield. To surrender. To yield one's person or opinion to another. To give up resistance. Mm. To yield without murmuring. That particular portion, to give up resistance. Many times we're resisting the wrong one.
Right.
So to submit against, to submit to God means to stop resisting Him. Mm-hmm. This is important. Don't miss this. You cannot submit to God and Satan at the same time.
Amen.
It will always be one or the other. As long as you are fully submitted to God, you will not submit to the devil.
Amen.
Nor the flesh.
Right.
Which is our other enemy.
Right.
The devil's not our only enemy. Sure. We have our flesh.
Right.
We think that our other enemy is that person that annoys the daylights out of us. That's not our enemy. Our enemy is Satan.
That's right.
And we all have something in common here because he's all of our enemies.
Right. Amen.
Okay? We also have something else in common. We also fight our flesh.
Amen.
I fight my flesh.
Yeah.
When I start fighting your flesh, that's when I'm in trouble.
That's right. Amen. That's good.
Like I said earlier, it's not a one-time decision. In fact, it's not even a daily decision. It's an hourly, minute-by-minute decision sometimes. Right?
Yeah.
Paul said to Timothy, flee youthful lusts. The lusts of the flesh are youthful lusts.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a youth to have youthful lusts. You can be 100 years old and have youthful lusts. I mean, all you have to do is take a pen and paper and start writing down what you think youthful lusts are. Mm-hmm. And then look back on that list and recognize that you're still fighting these things. They don't go away when you turn 20. The times that you and I yield to sin are the times that we have gotten lax in our submission to God.
True.
Jesus resisted Satan. I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 4. We're going to look at this because he very clearly models for us how to go about resisting Satan, resisting temptation, and winning at it. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry. Now, first of all, it's evident when you read verse 1 that Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness for the purpose of being tempted of the devil. That's what it said. Did y'all catch that?
Yeah.
I'm pointing that out because sometimes we get aggravated because of the problem we're facing, the temptation we're dealing with. Maybe even the fact that we caved into it. Mm. Now we're suffering because of it. And we just kind of wish it had never happened.
That's right.
It had to happen. Jesus had to go to the wilderness to be tempted of Satan. Mm-hmm. That's important for us to recognize. Temptation is something that God either allows or orchestrates. Mm. God allows Satan to tempt us, but never more than we can handle. as long as we are submitted to God. The only time we cave into temptation to sin is when we are not submitted to God. Remember earlier, I said you cannot submit to God and Satan at the same time.
Right.
It's going to be either one or the other.
Right.
So when we are caving into temptation, it's because we're not submitted to God. So how did Jesus submit? God sent him into the woods and told him not to eat for 40 days. That's what he did. I'm not saying that you need to fast for 40 days every time you feel temptation coming on, because that couldn't be possible. But I will say this. There is something about fasting that helps us to deal with the temptations that we face. Fasting is more spiritual than it is physical. In fact, I don't know of any time in Scripture that it's mentioned, fasting is mentioned, that it was mentioned for any physical purpose at all. It was spiritual every time.
Right.
It does affect us physically in a good way. But it does a lot more spiritually for us than physical.
Amen.
Fasting is a great way to teach yourself what the word no is all about.
Right.
Every once in a while, Jeanette and I will be getting ready to eat or something, and I'll say, what are you going to eat? Nothing. And we're both hungry. And I want to eat. She says, you can eat. But this is just a good opportunity for me to say no to myself. And she's right. How often do you do that?
Amen.
How often do you say no to yourself?
Amen.
That's what Brother Brian was talking about this morning.
Yes, sir.
Crucifying the flesh. Dying to self. Saying no to self. I want this. By the way, it doesn't have to be bad.
Right.
For you to say no. There's nothing wrong with eating food. If you don't, you're going to die.
That's right.
Maybe it's the amount. Or maybe it's what you're eating. Or maybe it's not that at all. Maybe you just need to say no. I'm not going to do it right now. For today, I'm not going to drink sweet tea. Or I'm not going to get coffee. Or I'm not going to do this. Or I'm not going to do that. If you can't say no to food, you probably struggle saying no to the strongest force known to mankind. And that's Satan. Dying to self is imperative to winning the battle against Satan. During the 40 days of fasting, Jesus was building up, possibly, his self-control muscle. Look what else he did. If you look in verse 4, verse 7 and verse 10, what he does here is he simply quotes Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Jesus, in John, the book of John, the Bible says that Jesus is the Word.
Amen.
Jesus is the Word.
Right.
Did he have the whole Bible memorized? I don't know. I think he had a lot of it memorized.
Yes, amen.
I do know that he was not, he chose to not take on himself any supernatural power that he did have before coming to the earth as a babe.
Yes.
So whatever verses he did have memorized, he memorized them. When was the last time you memorized some Scripture? You cannot call to memory something that you haven't memorized.
Right.
That's right.
By the way, if you don't think you can memorize something, you can.
Yes, amen.
You can. I have a weak memory. I really do. If you don't believe me, ask Jeanette. And I can memorize Scripture.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You can too.
Yes, amen.
We do what we want to do.
Right.
We don't do what we don't want to do. So during these 40 days, Jesus was working on the big day. I believe Satan was tempting him the whole 40 days that he was in the wilderness, not just the last one. But I think he really poured it on thick on the last day. Satan did. But Jesus simply quoted Scripture to cause Satan to flee. Jesus didn't just freeze up and refuse to comply to Satan. No. He took the offensive approach of using Scripture.
Amen.
That he had memorized. That was pinpointed to what Satan was trying to tempt him to do. That's important.
It is.
It's real important. I think it was last week. I forget. Maybe it was the week before. We were talking about pinpointed Bible study. You don't just, if you're having a spiritual problem, a failure, a spiritual failure, you don't just start in Genesis and read a chapter a day for a couple of years and hope that you find the answer. This is important because we all face temptation.
Right.
Yours may be different than mine. I'm sure they are. But whatever yours is, it's important that we go to the Bible and we find verses or passages that strictly deal with that particular issue.
Amen.
And then memorize it.
Amen.
Study it. Make accurate application of what it means and how it helps you. And then memorize it. But Brother Bruce, it's six verses.
That's all
right. You can do it.
Amen.
You can do it. If I told you, you cannot eat again until you memorize that verse, you'll memorize that verse, I promise.
That's right.
It just depends on how bad you want it.
That's right.
So Jesus, he quoted Scripture to Satan, and then what happened?
He fled.
That's what he said in James chapter 4. Resist the devil and he will
flee.
Not for good. He'll be back.
Right.
It's only temporary. But at least he flees.
Amen.
And he leaves you alone.
Amen.
He don't want to hear Scripture. He don't know how to deal with a fully submitted Christian.
That's right.
So he leaves them alone.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, to resist is more than ignoring. It's becoming proactive.
Amen.
What that means is when we leave here tonight, we've got a job to do.
Amen.
It means acting in opposition for the purpose of defeating Satan.
Amen.
What are you fighting? What temptation is gripping you? What temptation is causing you to drift farther from God? Don't raise your hand and tell us right now. But you have one. You may have more than one. You'd be wise to write that down, I think. Make a note, if not on paper, at least a mental note, to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or else, it's just going to come back.
Yes.
The way we are proactive is reading and studying God's Word, memorizing portions, that pinpoint our weaknesses.
Amen.
And then, when the Holy Spirit convicts us of our sin, that's where it's important to submit.
Amen.
Submit to God.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you cannot submit to God and the devil at the same time.
Right.
The reason we submit to the devil is because we haven't submitted to God.
Amen.
This is where we surrender. We yield our opinion or our desire to God. We give up resistance. We yield without murmuring. That means complaining. So when we die to flesh, it hurts.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It takes us out of our comfort zone. And when we get out of our comfort zone, or when we become uncomfortable, we want to complain.
Mm.
That's not surrender.
No, it isn't.
Surrender is yielding without complaining. The more we yield to the Holy Spirit and say no to our flesh and saturate our minds with Scripture, the more that we're going to find ourselves being victorious over
Amen.
Temptation.
Right.
Again, it's not a one-time victory. It's not even a daily victory. It can be. Sometimes it can be a minute-by-minute victory.
Mm-hmm.
We all have the same resource to win this battle against temptation.
Amen.
That person doesn't have any more ability, strength, wisdom to win the battle against temptation than the other person.
Amen.
You may look at some people and say, you know what, I wish I could get the victory like they did. Well, we can.
Yeah.
We can. Mm. Are we submitting to God? Or are we resisting Him? So this is what I want to do. I want to encourage you. This is your homework. To evaluate how deliberate and proactive that you are in armoring up for the spiritual battle that you face every day. If you think about that for just a minute, it's very likely that you may have gotten up this morning and didn't armor up for the battles that you would face. How many of you faced a battle today?
Mm-hmm.
A spiritual battle? I did.
Yeah.
But did we get up this morning expecting it? Did we get up this morning saying, you know what, I'm going to face the battle today and I need to get my armor on. Get ready for this. Because I don't know where it's coming from. When it's coming. How it's coming. Who it's coming from. I just don't know.
Right.
I just know it's coming. And I need to get armored up. So the battle that you faced today, I don't know if you won that battle or lost it. You may have lost it. I don't know. I just know this. When we are proactive, the Bible is true. The Bible says that when we face temptation, that we have to resist the devil and he will flee from us.
Yes.
But what resisting the devil and submitting to God is one decision, not two.
Amen.
Because when we choose to submit to God, we submit or resist the devil automatically. It's like it's a one decision thing.
Yeah.
Y'all following me?
Yeah.
But it's the same way the other way around.
It's true.
When we resist God,
we're
submitting to the devil.
Lord, help us.
That's when we lose. That's when we cave in to temptation. So our homework tonight is to Consider how deliberate you are to fight this battle against the temptations that you face on a regular basis. They're pretty regular. Daily. Several times a day. What are you doing to be proactive against it? We've already talked about what we need to do. And that is pinpointed Bible study. That addresses our temptation. And they're different. We're all different. But find those verses. Study them. Memorize them. Then when the temptation comes, you can do what Jesus did in Matthew chapter 4. Quote it.
Amen.
Quote it and say to Satan,
I'm
not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm following what God said to do here.
Amen.
And the Bible says,
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. And Lord, I do pray that you would forgive us for yielding to temptation.
Yes, God. Please.
Lord, help us to be proactive and deliberate, to armor up with your word. It's our only hope. Lord, we can't do it without you. And I pray that you would help us. Help us to be victorious. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and turn 483.